from New York. It's Saturday night.
All right, it's a time. Nice work with the old Saturday Live. This is Tim Kazurinski. It's got that vibe, which is perfect for our SNL draft tonight. Here on the download, 312-981-7200. Sort of like a fantasy football draft, but instead we're drafting the best comedians you'd have on an ensemble on a late night live sketch variety show. Sandy Marshall in studio. Pete Zimmerman here, of course. We'll go around the horn. I like this because you really could pick anybody. It could be a serious actor. It could be someone with chops. It could be a stand-up. It could be the biggest movie star in the world. It's really open to interpretation. You know, and then I want you to show your math a little bit, too. Like, you can't just say, no, oh, you know, Steve Carell.
Yeah.
And then be like, well, why? You got to tell us why. Why would you want him to be on the show?
You need to have a couple of compelling reasons.
Right.
Maybe reference some work. Talk about the cast dynamics.
Yeah, exactly. That's what this is called, cast dynamics. All right. I'll start. You want me to start? I'll start. Because Pete's on the line getting
people up.
All right, I'll start. If I were going to pick my number one pick, right, to be the new relaunched SNL. No more young kids, no more sort of developing talent, no more who's going to be the next sitcom star. This is paying big money, come out of retirement, who I want to be on SNL, Dave Chappelle.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Let it sink in. One of the best shows of all time, Chappelle's Show.
Yeah.
He was a lead. He did great sketch comedy. That show, even to this day, the sketches that he puts together not only are well-written, I mean, he's a great writer, and Neil Brennan helped him and all the writers that were on that show, but he was able to do great performances, his character work, his impressions of Rick James, of Prince, of R. Kelly. Like, down the line, he was able to do some impressive work in the character department. So my number one pick is Dave Chappelle. All right? Let's go to Pete. Pete, who do you have as your number one pick?
My number one pick is Dave Chappelle. I know. I had it on my list.
Wow.
See, there you go.
Thinking alike. So I'm going to have to go down to number two. And this is
just like fantasy based football.
Yeah.
I took Tom Brady. What are you going to get?
This may throw some people for a loop.
He's going for, what do you got?
John Hamm.
John Hamm.
Who is a famous actor, played Don Draper on Mad Men. But if you've seen him on Saturday Night Live, he's a very funny comedian as well. He has good comic chops.
Mm-hmm.
He's on a lot of sitcoms. He shows up. For a while, he was doing, like, you could ask John Hamm to do anything, and he would show up for it.
30 Rock, he was great, yeah. All right, John Hamm. All right, Sandy, you're up. What do you think for your number one pick for the new cast of SNL?
Great, so the number one pick for the SNL draft is from the Chicago area. She has deep roots in improvisation.
Okay.
She, in film, owns every single scene that she's in, and she's had a pretty strong career on television on multiple shows.
Shelley Long.
Jane Lynch.
She's great.
Number one pick.
I like that pick. That's a strong pick because she, just her work in Best in Show as the... The dog wrangler.
Brilliant. A Mighty Wind.
Yeah.
I think her scenes in A Mighty Wind, where they play that sort of super glossy, you know, band, you know, with the 11 band members, probably the same number of members as Parliament. Going back to
exactly.
that. She's just hilarious. And she plays the straight character so well. She's always got 15 things going on with her characters. And she just, the way she plays status is so solid. And she always makes me laugh out loud.
All right. Going to the lines, let's just get the listeners involved. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, who would be your number one pick, Kathy?
Larry David.
Right? That's a brilliant number one pick. Why Larry David?
Because you can do the political, you know, grumpy Jewish man with him. And he's so funny. A funny writer.
All right. You know what I'm going to do? Because we kind of do it like a round robin. We go back around. What would be your number two pick?
Well, somebody took Johnny Hamm, so that's a bummer. But I like Stephen Wright. I don't know if you remember him.
Oh, of course. The stand-up?
He's the one. Yeah, he's the one that did, you know, I put a jar of instant coffee in my microwave and I went back in time.
It's a great joke.
Kind of these just jokes that are hilarious.
I like that, Kathy. You've picked two strong ensemble members for Fantasy Saturday Night Live. We appreciate it. Thanks for playing. She took some big names off the board early. Larry David and Stephen Wright. 262 and 773 want to play as well, and we'll make them one team here, okay? So for 779 and 262, and their number one pick, Amy Schumer.
Hilarious.
Agreed, because Amy Schumer is a tremendous, again, you can't go wrong because she is in a sketch show in which she plays most every character. So if you watch, she can get it done.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. And in the recent movie that she did, what was the name of the movie? It's
Trainwreck.
Trainwreck.
Yeah, she's a star.
She's such a great actress.
Yep. All right. I'll go next, and I'm gonna go off script. I'm gonna go with someone. All right, you guys ready? We talked about this guy last. We talked about him on Wednesday, and I'm gonna take him with my number two pick. You ready? I'm gonna take Aziz Ansari.
Ah,
great.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh. Aziz Ansari, who was in Human Giant, so he knows sketch comedy. He had starring role in Parks and Rec. He'd steal the show every time he came on stage. And obviously what he does with Modern Romance now. So, I mean, he's a tremendous, tremendous talent. Aziz Ansari can do a lot of stuff. All right, Pete?
Mr. Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, you can do a song and dance man.
Song and dance man.
Song and dance man.
You need
man.
One of those on a sketch show.
You do a song and dance man.
Because
I was
going to take Justin Timberlake.
Right,
he's still on the he's on the board.
He's on the board. Yeah,
and I don't know, but I just had a feeling that Neil Patrick Harris could. He's a little bit better than JT.
All right, I like that.
As far as the acting and the comedy,
you know, he plays dark really well too. Remember the guy he played in Gone Girl, that David Lynch it's like director's name.
David Fincher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The David Fincher movie, Gone Girl. He was great in that. So, you know, he's going to be good in those, like, you know, sort of late night sketches.
All right, Sandy, what do you got for number two?
He's an actor from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
All the way from a little known movie called Oxford Blues to recent hits like The West Wing, Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe.
Oh, yeah.
I think Rob Lowe is one of the funniest people out there, and he continually makes fun of himself in just the right way.
I don't know with that pick and Jane Lynch if you're building SNL or doing like Hollywood Game Night.
I'm building
feels
Hollywood
like a Hollywood Game Night cast.
I'm actually secretly building a Hollywood game show.
Did you watch that Grinder Man or whatever that show? Wasn't he on that? Was he on that show? Fox
right.
or whatever.
He was like the, he was like the lawyer.
Yeah.
With Fred Savage.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Right. It got canceled.
Yeah.
I'll let the calls get some in here so they take some more off the table, or some texters at least. Our buddy Chris Churchill's listening on Facebook. Chris says Bryan Cranston.
Great.
For a number one pick. He is very funny. He can do a lot of different things, and he's serious, and he can play a lot of different types. That's really what you're looking for. Let's see what else we have here. 262 says, let's do this one. Let's do 630 says Bill Burr. That's an early reach for a Bill Burr, but Bill Burr's good. Tim from Plainfield likes Bill Burr.
Bill Burr's hilarious. His stand up specials are great.
Yeah.
And he's very brash, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He feels sort of like a Colin Quinn kind of a pick.
847 says, number one, I'd pick Christopher Walken. And number two, this is great, Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, that's great. I mean, those are a couple of real specific picks where both of those guys are going to play versions of themselves.
Could you imagine an SNL with Christopher Walken and Nick Cage? 630 took my number three pick, and I'm bummed. 630 takes his number one. Their number one is Andy Kaufman.
Great.
Andy Kaufman, of course, one of the legendary experimental comedians and has done such great stuff, and that is off the board. 847's turn. You know what you should do? I should have done something. Instead of them just being able to throw names out, they should throw names out and then tell me what the name of their team is, like it's fantasy football, you know? Like
great idea.
Yeah, so I can keep track. 847's team, they're on the clock. They pick Josh Gad. Not a bad choice, because Josh Gad is hilarious in that Billy Crystal sitcom he did. I forgot the name of the one where they're doing a sketch show, and he's kind of the star that's on with Billy Crystal. I think it was a Starz show. I can't remember, or maybe an IFC or FX. Very funny show. Josh Gad is brilliant. Josh Gad. All right.
Great.
262 second pick, because this is they picked Amy Schumer. Their second pick, Christopher Lloyd. Wow.
Great pick.
This is fun. Right? Isn't it fun?
So one quick thing on Christopher Lloyd, mm-hmm. bringing back Andy Kaufman as well. So I hadn't seen Man on the Moon in about 20 years since it came out.
The Jim Carrey movie?
The Andy Kaufman, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And Christopher Lloyd's in it, and he plays himself, right? And he's
really
good in it. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
He's really good in it.
Yeah, I'd have to rewatch that. I feel like we saw that together in a movie theater.
We saw it together at that movie theater in Clybourne.
Yeah, right. Webster.
And the Webster place, which, is it still there? They need to.
It is. They revamped it. No, they revamped it. It's like now one of the hot ones.
It was due in the 60s to be revamped. I mean, hopefully Eddie Z's cut him a deal.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll do some more SNL draft here on the download. We'll take it up to the next break, and then we'll have Molly join us. All right, stay with us. 312-981-7200. Thank you, Susan. We're playing SNL Fantasy Draft here on the download. Fun little game. We got a lot of people playing tonight, which is great. 312-981-7200. The point to put together the best SNL cast of living people. I made a mistake. You can't have deceased people. I said Andy Kaufman. You can't do that because then, as Sandy points out, someone could say Abraham Lincoln. You know, and then you're just at a point where, I mean, this is really truly what you want to see on stage now. So you have to honor the people that have fallen before you. You can't put them on the cast. Susan Berkus, well, who would you pick as a number one cast member for Saturday Night Live if you could choose?
Eddie Murphy.
There you go. I didn't. You can bring back old cast members.
You can bring back old. Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's what I hope, because that's the first thing that flashed into my mind, some vintage Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. All right. I like that. What would you go with number two?
Number two, okay.
We'll give you number two so you can catch up.
All right. How about, let's see, Chevy Chase.
There you go. You're staying with the SNL.
I'm just staying.
We've seen this show before.
I know. Oh, but see, what you really want is new folks, right?
I see Esmeralda's up there.
So you guys said Andy Kaufman already, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, and I just did a new, rule where I'm like, you know what? Deceased doesn't count. Because if they're and a lot of people would argue he's not dead, but for those who the conspiracy theory, you can't have deceased, because then it's truly fantasy. They have to have some, like, the idea that they could be put into rotation now. You know what I mean? So Andy Kaufman doesn't really work.
Okay, how about Melissa McCarthy?
Yes, that's a great one. There you go. All right, Esmeralda, I'm getting you. I know you don't start till 10 o'clock, but I see you up there.
No, I start at 11.
You do?
I'm co-hosting with
you
Mark
are?
Carmen.
Oh, 11 that's to awesome. 2. Oh, what are you guys going to talk? Well, you know what? We'll talk
I'm
about
just
it.
Up here hanging for a minute.
I love it. Actually, you're right. I lost track of the days. I'm like, what are you doing here? Usually it's either Rob does the traffic or Badish comes in, right?
Right. I just live here now. I live in the traffic studio.
Exactly. All right. If you were going to pick the living comedian, who's your number one SNL cast, like a fantasy SNL cast? Anybody in the world, who's the first person you would pick to put on that cast?
Now, this might not be so far-fetched, but the girls from, oh my gosh.
Broad City.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
They're so good.
They're on my list.
They're good.
See, right there, Susan and Esmeralda took two big players off the list, Broad City and Melissa McCarthy.
And then I'm going to throw some Chicago love.
All right.
Cameron Esposito.
Oh, early.
I just saw her online show.
Is that a good show?
It's adorable.
We had Rhea talking about it.
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah. All right, good. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's get the phones involved. Let's go to Andy. Andy, you're going local. Who do you like, Andy?
Well, Justin, my team is called Second City for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And my team would consist of Tim Kazurinsky,
mm-hmm.
Aaron Freeman,
yeah,
and, of course, the pride of Norwood Park. Eddie Vasquez.
Hey, that's great. That is a great lineup. Aaron Freeman and I worked together for years. I was
you Aaron's, did, yeah, I
yeah,
remember.
Aaron's producer on a show called Metropolis. Aaron's great. He's hilarious. Does Council Wars. That's a good one. I like that, Andy. You took my local. That was good. And Patty Vasquez on there, too. Absolutely. All right, let's go to Tom. What do you like, Tom? Tom, who would you go with?
Okay, I'm going with 30 Rock alumni Jane Krakowski and Jack McBryer, who's also a Second City alum.
Yep, he is. He is. He's hilarious. All right, I like that. Those two can do anything. So that McBryer is perfect because – and Jane, too, because she can do song and dance.
She's obnoxious, and he's more subtle, and so that's a good balance.
Right away, you got a good foundation. All right, thanks, Tom. All right, I'll go next, right? And I'm glad that he's still on the table, and I'll take him, Zach Galifianakis.
Good.
With a third-round pick. That's like a running back. That's a steal. Third-round pick, Zach Galifianakis. It's ridiculous that he's still on the board.
And I'm surprised we didn't get there because Pete brought up John Hamm.
Right, and they have
and
a great...
I think John Hamm is funniest in that Between Two Ferns.
Yeah, they have a great thing. Yeah, they have a great rapport. All right, Pete, you're up on the third... You're on the clock.
All right, it's time to get a woman in my cast.
Mm-hmm.
And this might be another curveball. Anna Kendrick.
Oh, interesting. Good one. I would not have her on my list, but...
I think she's funny.
Yep.
She can sing and dance. She can play.
You're giving your cast a lot. I mean, you've got John Hamm, Neil Patrick Harris, and Anna Kendrick.
Uh-huh.
You're giving a lot of flexibility. They got acting chops or in serious stuff. They can sing. They can dance. They can host award shows. There's a lot going on there.
They all have managers.
They have good management. Sandy, who you got for your third pick?
Yeah, I didn't tell you that the name of the team I'm representing is the Cross Border Lightning Bolts.
The Cross
Border. You know, so Canada and America. I'm going to pick a Canadian this time around. This is somebody from a very famous sketch comedy troupe from Toronto, who is my favorite of all of them. The one and only Bruce McCullough.
Yeah, that's good.
Was he on your list?
The Kids in the Hall would be on my list.
Oh, Bruce McCullough,
but Bruce is good. Great. Oh, you could do so much.
I think
much
Bruce
with
McCullough
him.
Is by far the funniest.
Oh, of
all
that's
of them.
Such
a
good
personality
one.
Test too. I
wow,
suppose.
That's a good one. Yeah. Oh man, I can't believe I left the Kids in the Hall on the list.
They're off now. Well, you mean there's still four left?
630 says here's my three: Steve Martin, number one; number two, Billy Crystal; number three, Tim Conway and Carol Burnett.
Oh wow,
I'm going for an old cast there. 815 says they'd go with David Lynch.
Great.
You know, you got to have a video artist, right? You have to have
a digital short by
digital
David
short by David Lynch. I love it. All right, let's go to Patrick. Patrick, who's your number one pick?
Are you guys not missing? Everybody's missing Paul Reubens.
Oh, Pee Wee Herman. That's right. I would pick.
I've seen him act in three different movies, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
He is awesome as an actor, not only as his goofy Pee Wee Herman. But
right. I like it, man. I like it. Good call, Patrick. Good call.
Awesome. Thanks, he's man. Good to that acting point. He's really good in a movie called Blow, the Ted Demme sleeper from the mid-90s, Johnny Depp movie. Paul Reubens is great in that.
847's got a number one pick that I had next. John C. Reilly.
Oh.
John C. Reilly, totally underrated. He would be a great SNL cast member. Could you imagine? Do you ever see Check It Out with Steve Brule, like the show on Adult Swim?
Yes, I love those.
That's the best show ever.
Those are great.
Another vote for Patty Vasquez.
Great.
So Patty's got two.
She has two.
773 says, my number one pick would be Jason Alexander from Seinfeld.
Great.
My second would be Patrick Warburton. Love him. This is from Jim from Florida. Patrick Warburton does The Tick. He was The Tick. He's also on Seinfeld. He's hilarious. You're right. All right, we back around to the top. Okay, so my turn. Oh, man, I have not picked. I have picked Dave Chappelle, Aziz Ansari, and Zach Galifianakis. Man, and I really need to get a woman on my cast because that means the next three picks are going to have to be.
That's right.
But I'm going to go with a guy.
Okay.
Because I think that I am buying into Pete Zimmerman's approach to song and dance, and I will go with Seth MacFarlane.
Wow.
Steal at the four slot, right?
I feel like Seth MacFarlane on SNL brings like a whole network with him.
Yeah.
Oh, just a whole nother...
Voices, all the stuff you can do.
Yeah.
All right, Pete, who's your four?
Number four is an actor. He's got a really... I'm looking forward to his new series coming up on FX. Mm-hmm. You may have seen him in Community. Donald Glover.
Ooh. He's fantastic.
And
he's
he can
so
rap.
Funny.
Another sing and dance guy.
Could be the musical guest if somebody drops out.
Yeah, he totally could. He was great in The Martian, by the way.
What is Donnie Glover? What is it?
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover. It's Glover? I always thought it was Glover. No, you're closer to the kids than I am.
Childish Gambino.
Yep, Childish Gambino.
Pete, what's your team name?
Team Zimmerman is my every fantasy football name.
Great.
Has been for the last 15 years.
Okay, great.
All right. Sandy, what do you got for your number four pick?
The number four pick is someone who we know who Ooh. Is not a household name.
Okay.
Who I personally think is one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life.
Okay.
He lives in L.A. He's an actor. He's been on some shows, done some works on a bunch of commercials, like one of those gamer guys. Andrew DeWitt.
Oh, that's pretty early.
He's a very funny dude. I wanted to make sure he got
that's
in.
That's your unknown. Andrew DeWitt's a funny kid. He's probably 35 now.
We've known him for a really long time. Yeah. And I would say just pound for pound, laugh for just laughs.
Mm-hmm.
Laugh a minute. You're just never not laughing when you're with Andrew DeWitt.
There you go. Wow, listen to Andrew DeWitt getting up. Sandy going with his unknown early. 708 says, how does Donald Glover go before Hannibal Buress? Hannibal Buress still on the clock. Maybe some injury issues after that last show he had.
And he has a background with the show. He was a writer, right?
He was. 815, Eugene Levy.
Great call.
Yeah, great call. 630 says, how about Charlie Sheen?
He'd be Maybe. Great.
773 took someone who is currently on the cast, Kate McKinnon.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good. Yeah. 630 says Bobcat Goldthwait. And then 224, who's already on the number two, his number two is Molly Shannon.
Great. Superstar.
There's a lot of good stuff here. Wow. I feel like I'm missing a lot. There's so much coming through fast.
Bobcat Goldthwait.
847 says Allison Brie.
Great.
That's a good pick, yeah. 630 says, Tim from Plainfield. Tim picked Bill Burr number one. Number two would be Steve Coogan. Wow, you're going, those are some deep cuts. 847 says Annette O'Toole. Wow. All right. I'm up, right? Fifth pick? Oh, jeez.
What's your team name, by the way?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say the... let me come back. Let me think about it. I think my team name would be something political, Chicago politics, like a Daily Double.
The
Daily Double. You know, something like that. My number five would be Kristen Schaal. I know it's early. You know, because of fifth, but I would pick Kristen Schaal.
That's a good pick.
All right. Quick around the horn for Pete and for Sandy, sure. We'll take a break. What do you got, Pete, for your fifth pick?
Grab another female. Miss Chelsea Peretti.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that opens up a world of opportunity. She's hilarious. All right, Sandy, what do you got?
She is hilarious. On the heels of Chelsea, Ali Wong.
Ali Wong.
Who is a comedian. She has a Netflix special that I saw a few weeks ago called Baby Cobra. And it is the
Ali
funniest.
Ali Wong and Andrew DeWitt. Is
funniest.
So you've got a cast that's got Jane Lynch, Rob Lowe, Bruce McCullough from Kids in the Hall, Ali Wong and Andrew DeWitt.
And the casting brilliance, I guarantee you get an Emmy nomination.
Let's see what's on Netflix with that cast. All right. Take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll keep going. I want to thank, what a great day. What a great cast. It's a download here on WGN Radio. We're playing SNL Fantasy Draft. If Lorne Michaels was going to go the way of the show or in the early 80s when they brought in Christopher Guest and Billy Crystal and decided to do an all-star cast, what would he do in 2016? Who would he pick to be part of SNL 2016? A lot of great, great stuff being thrown out tonight. We've gone five rounds through, and we're just going to keep going. Should we just keep going here? We'll go till the news at 10 o'clock. I mean, there's some great stuff. 630 says, how has no one said Justin Timberlake? Well, Zimmerman did. He didn't choose Justin. Instead, you took Neil Patrick Harris instead of Justin Timberlake.
I thought he might still be on the board
he
when
is.
I came back. Well, they just took him.
847, yeah. Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, yeah.
224, Wayne Brady.
Yeah.
847 says Tim Meadows. 224 took mine, and this has been taken a couple times. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Whoopi Goldberg. 312 says Donald Trump.
Okay.
773 says local. Michael Palasak, Richie March, Antoine McKay, Jack Slosh. All right, those are all good people. Antoine McKay's great.
He'd be so good on that show.
Yep. Okay, is it my turn? Am I back up? All right, I'm ready. Here's what I do. My number six pick. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Great one.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Yeah, you can't go wrong there. I'm surprised that Jason Alexander's off the board and she's not. Because Jason Alexander's great as George. Larry David is great. Larry David was the number one pick. But how do you pick those guys over Elaine?
Yeah.
Elaine was like, I mean, she that's one of the strongest characters of all time.
She's the core of the show.
And she's been on the show, and she didn't do well on the show, so she's back now. She's better than ever. All right, what do you got, Mr. Zimmerman? Team Zimmerman.
I'm going to go with a guy who made his name on a little place called Broadway. And he's on Girls.
Uh-oh.
Andrew Rannells.
There you go. That's the guy who plays her friend
her gay friend, whatever his name is.
Yeah, and he's also, isn't he on Hamilton?
He was the original in Book of Mormon with Josh Gad.
Got it. He's hilarious. You're right. That's a good call. All right.
Andrew Rannells.
What do you got over here, Sandy Marshall?
Deep cut, ensemble star of a little known movie called Clue. Mr. Martin Mull.
Martin Mull. All right. Can I read your, I'll spare you. There's a lot. That's a hilarious cast. All right. 815 just took my, darn it. I should have been able to use my power as host to veto, but 815 says Carrie Brownstein.
Oh, great.
Yeah. From Portlandia.
Oh, she's so funny in Portlandia.
773 says Bill Leff. I agreed.
Great.
606 says Paula Poundstone.
Yeah. Saw her one time at Gustavus Adolphus University in Minnesota in the 80s. Do stand up.
Rocky, who you like, Rocky?
Hey, I wanted to tell you guys that when I first seen Chris Farley on SNL, I thought, no. He said his biggest inspiration was John Belushi, and I said, no, you're no John Belushi. A year later, I would stop everything I would do and go home and watch Chris Farley. Hmm. I didn't know what he was going to do.
Yeah. Chris Farley's great, but he falls, unfortunately, into the category of deceased, so he wouldn't be a good choice. But Chris Farley was tremendous. Agreed. Thanks, Rocky. All right, so we got the seventh pick here. Here we go. We're coming to the end here. Am I on the clock?
Yeah, you're up. Did you figure out a team name?
Yeah, the Daily Double. I like that.
Okay.
773 takes Jim Gaffigan.
Good.
630 says Jim Carrey. 224 says Tim Curry.
Tim Curry. That's two cast members from Clue.
See? My number seven, Nick Kroll.
Great.
How Nick Kroll dropped to the seventh round is beyond me. How has Nick Kroll not been mentioned? You want to get anyone who's had their own show, right? There's still a couple out there, too, that I'm surprised that had their own sketch shows that have not been picked yet.
Yeah.
Pete Zimmerman, seventh pick.
I'm going to go with another TV star on a little show called Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Titus Burgess.
That guy's hilarious.
Yep.
I'm going to do a lot of musical numbers.
You are. That's going to be a song and dance show. All right, Sandy Marshall, number seven.
Number seven for me is a no-brainer. I just saw him in Central Intelligence, which was written by our buddy Ike Barinholtz. Kevin Hart.
Oh, yeah.
Makes me laugh in literally everything.
Do you ever watch The Real Husbands of Hollywood?
No, I haven't seen that. We don't get it up north. We get The Real Husbands of Halifax.
You are in for a treat.
Really?
It's five seasons of Kevin Hart playing himself.
So pumped.
I thought Kevin Hart was funny. And then I watched that show, and I'm like, Kevin Hart is hysterical.
Really?
And he's on that show, so you should check that show.
Good.
All right. So we're pretty much towards the end here. The last person I would pick, this is a, and you need someone to bring it together. It's between two guys here. I will take Jason Mantzoukas. Yeah, Pete, I hit Pete on the list, right? Jason Mantzoukas, of course, from Nick Kroll's show and everything else. He's the kind of Middle Eastern dude with the Greek. Is he Greek? I think he's Greek. With the huge beard.
He's that guy's super funny.
That guy's hilarious. All right. What do you got, Pete?
I've been watching a lot of Netflix, so I'm going to go from Lady Dynamite, Maria Bamford.
Oh, man.
Great call. That show is great.
I did a terrible job here. I did a great job. These are great comedians, but it's not balanced. It's just a bunch of white dudes. Sandy?
I'm going with a white dude, but I think he has some of the funniest content ever. Here he is, David Cross.
Ah, oh, man. How can you do that? Then that'll be the last pick for us. Bob Odenkirk does not get picked. He's a free agent. How is that possible? Billy Eichner just came through. That's Pauly Shore, 815.
That's the a weasel. One.
Yeah. All right, so let me go through the cast really quick here as we wrap up. Sandy said Jane Lynch, Rob Lowe, Bruce McCullough, Andrew DeWitt, Ali Wong, Martin Mull, Kevin Hart, and David Cross.
Come on. That's amazing.
He's only so Jane Lynch and Ali Wong would be your women. All right. That's amazing is a word for it. Team Zimmerman goes John Hamm, Neil Patrick Harris, Anna Kendrick, Donald Glover, Chelsea Peretti, Andrew Reynolds, Titus Burgess, and Maria Bamford. Another show that I might take a look at. If it was on demand,
that's good.
No commercials.
Like, it's like the cast of a feel good movie directed by Sam Mendes or something.
Yeah,
like
right. That. And then the number one would be this is the number one because it's me. This is the show. Dave Chappelle, Aziz Ansari, Zach Galifianakis, Seth MacFarlane, Kristen Schaal, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Nick Kroll, and Jason Mantzoukas. Boom. That's a good show. That's the show.
That's a good show.
You guys, you know what? Next time we play, bring your A game, okay?